Welcome, you're with Vox from Vox.org. It's the Vox Show. It's Monday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time out here. And today is February 26, 2007. Era Vulgaris. For all of you witches and thelemites out there. Anyway, it's great to be back. And I'm looking forward to hearing from some people. It's been a pretty interesting week with the Oscars and all the attendant crazy stuff that's been going on. And you may notice I really don't care too much about predicting that kind of stuff. I always figure we pretty much know who's going to win anyway. But anyway, you can give me a call today, 323-284-5166. If you want to give me a call and check stuff out, ask me some questions, figure out when to plan your next nervous breakdown, you know, the usual. Also, you can check out my site, Vox, at vox.org. Actually, that's my mailing address. And you can always write letters to me and ask me your questions and stuff. So right now we have a caller. Let's check out, see who it is. Hey, you're with Vox the Psychic. What's up?
Hi, my name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what's going on?
Okay, my birthday is August 12th, 1985.
Okay, and what do you want to know in particular?
Okay, I have like two questions.
Okay.
One is about my love life. I just want to know what's going on with that because it seems very dry right now.
Okay, it seems like whomever you were dealing with in the relative recent past, there's some issues regarding people not being honest with you and kind of letting you down. Did that happen already?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Bastards!
I know.
Bastards. Now, you are kind of hard to impress, so that's a little bit of a problem.
I am.
So the most important thing you could do right now is just get out and stop, like, kind of mulling over what didn't work in that last relationship. You're really actually very lucky to be away from that person. I think they weren't really very reliable. They weren't very honest to you. And it seems like you're having... It shows like a little bit of distrust to people right now, so you kind of have to get over that.
Okay.
You know? Because that's really important.
Do you see anybody coming in?
Well, first you have to leave the house.
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm starting to do that now.
Good. It just shows, you know, you may be waiting for other people to kind of come up and hit on you, but I would just go out there and just try to make some new friends, because what's going on with you, you're kind of scaring people away a little bit because you've got that radar on your head that makes it seem really obvious that you're looking to hook up with somebody on a more serious level. So it kind of scares guys away a little bit. So you need to stop worrying about the boyfriend part and just start learning how to like have a little bit of fun, which is actually harder for you than it sounds. You know, so you got to forget, like, you're trying to get to the result before you even go through the process. You're trying to pick a boyfriend just based on what he looks like and the general vibe. And you're not learning to meet enough people that you can really understand, like, what's really going
that
on
there.
That's true. You know?
That is very true.
So you got to have, can you think you can do that for me?
I will definitely do that.
Okay. And what little final tidbit at the end? Any other questions?
Yeah, my career. I was thinking of going into this kind of like acting career, and I just want to see if is that my future career to go into. Is that the right
now,
door
do you,
to open for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, do you have dark hair right now? Did you lighten your hair yet? You there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, did you lighten your hair yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good idea.
Okay.
You're definitely looking better. Leos, even if they're black, whatever nationality they are, they just have a vibe where they need to always be lighter looking.
I know.
The weird thing is, you know, you look pretty good. You don't look as good as you need to look for some of the parts that you really want to play. So you're going to have to start getting disciplined. You're just kind of screwing around a little bit. You know what I mean? You're not really taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
if
you really start taking the classes and get yourself together, I think you could do really well. But I would really like to see you doing some stage work first and getting your confidence level up. And then you can start going out for commercials pretty quickly. I don't know why you've been waiting so long. What the hell are you thinking?
The rejection thing is kind of scaring me off, that's why.
Well, here's the deal. You know, you just have to get down with it and forget, like, somebody's rejection of you doesn't mean jack crap. It just means that they haven't recognized who you are and what you can do. And that's okay. I mean, look at Jennifer Hudson, for God's sakes. That's the most primo example of wonderful rejection that I've ever seen. She didn't let it get her down, and look where she's at. She won like 5 major awards. She kicked out Beyonce from the Oscars. I mean, it's like
I know.
Crazy. You know, it's called pure belief in yourself. And what the hell else are you going to do? You know, you have visions of grandeur. And where the hell else are you going to afford the life that you really want to have unless you're doing something creative? Because you're never going to make that kind of money sitting behind a desk pushing, you know, envelopes out the door. You
know? I know, same thing I said. I'm not the type of person to sit behind a desk, too. I like to, like, you know, do my own thing.
Yeah. And so it's like, you know, I don't know what your mom has to do with it, but she seems like there's some kind of attitude from her makes you, like, kind of think less of yourself, you know?
Yeah, because she's always negative towards me.
Because she's afraid, you know, that you're an aspect of her that's getting rejected. You know, every time somebody slams a door in your face, she takes it personally, like, oh, my God, you know? And your mom has a lot of talent that she also didn't do jack shit with, pardon my French, you know? So she doesn't want to see you get hurt. But what will hurt a lot worse is for you to not even try to make a stab at what you're really here to do. I mean, come on. You can be a little bitch. You know what I'm talking about. And
yeah,
I cannot see you being able to be bitchified and all that, being Miss Diva Queen as you are, sitting behind a desk somewhere.
I know, I hate that.
But you're just not going to do it. So let me inspire you to take the chance. You're smart enough. You're cute enough. You definitely got to lose a few pounds. Okay, but who doesn't?
Oh, yes, I do.
You know?
Yes, I do.
But don't let that stop you. You understand? Don't let that stop you. You understand what I mean? I mean, for God's sakes, look at Whoopi Goldberg. No eyebrows, dreadlocks.
Nope.
Hello.
Black lipstick.
Yeah, she's won an Oscar. I mean, it's not really about beauty. It's not even about talent sometimes. It's about confidence and just going out there and doing it and convince yourself first. And I'm believing in you. And if I thought you should just sit behind a desk and just get real and just deal with it, I would tell you. And you know that, and that's why you called me.
Yes, I did.
You know, so the worst thing I can tell you, I'm scaring the crap out of you now because now you have to go out and do something.
I actually was looking up for an acting coach too, so I was actually on a step of doing it. I just need that guys to say, you know, you should be doing that. And
well, the only thing that I know right now is just to like check out the back of Variety or Hollywood Reporter. If you want to write me a private email and stuff, I'll see if I can scrounge up some names for you.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, my friend. Cool. And keep in touch with me.
Thank you so much.
Take care, my friend.
I love.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, we got to get courageous around here. That's really important. It's not, you can't let other people's opinion of you, like, stop you from what you're trying to do in your life. You know, you just can't do that. All the great writers, nobody told them they were any good. They just found a way to get it out there. And now there is no reason in the world why you can't get something happening with your career. No matter how bad you suck or how ugly you are. I mean, there's YouTube. There's all kind of crazy stuff for you to express yourself. And really, if you're doing art because you want to win an Oscar, you should just get the fuck out right now. Just, like, leave us alone and go home. Go crawl under a rock. Art is not about winning prizes. It's about the, you know, the incredible feeling and rush that you get from expressing yourself and from working with other great artists. Same thing if you're in music to win a Grammy. You should just jump off a bridge right now. Just, you know, get out of my way. I'm sick of those kind of people that are interested in becoming artists because they want some kind of recognition from other people. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we got another caller right now. Let's check it out. Hey, you're with Vox. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, my friend?
Am I speaking live on the phone?
Yeah, you are. How's it going, Count?
And people can hear me?
People can hear you, Sue. If you say anything nasty, I'm going to have to cut you
off. Oh, wow. This is John. My name is John Doe.
Yeah, right.
And I want to know about my stupid job. I hate my job, and I want to leave it. I want to leave it right away because I work in customer service, and I hate people, and I'm antisocial. And all my customers I hate. Every time they call me, I hate them. They think, he's trying to give me customer service. I hate all the customers. I hate them, and I want to escape. So where do I go?
Well, the most important thing to realize is that it's got to fuel your anger towards your art. That's the most important thing that you can use it for. It's like kind of ballast, like burning a fire, because there's no other way you can actually make a living right now. There's just, like, not. Just period.
I guess I have to bear my cross. I have to bear my cross. It's
yeah, I hate to be all Christian about it, but yeah, you kind of do. My feeling
it's
is
like
that
Jesus. It's like Osiris. Every,
exactly.
Every religion, I have to bear my cross. I have no choice. If I leave customer service and I get a job doing, like, delivering news, no matter what I do, I will hate it. I will hate every single job I get.
Well,
until
do you
I'm
know,
just doing music.
Exactly. But here's the most important thing you have to recognize. You're kind of hypnotizing yourself. And you're hypnotizing yourself to hate everything except your music. And that's kind of okay in some respect. But what's happening is you're missing out huge chunks of the process of living that could actually inform your art. Because it's the way that you know how to make it is by excluding every other person and every other idea. And it's not working. What it's doing is it's starting to drain your physical energy and your mental energy. So what you need to do is every time somebody calls, you go, this motherfucker's paying my rent. Woohoo! Give them great customer service. You have to look at it in a whole different way. You understand? You have to flip your consciousness over. Now, the only other thing I can say, literally speaking, is you have to get some kind of job where you don't have to physically deal with people. Even if you were typing and you could just like sit in a cubicle somewhere or do some kind of writing, you know, even blogging.
Like right now, if you were to flip your cards right now.
I am flipping my cards right this very second. Right this very second, you're getting the Two of Cups and the Five of Swords, which means you have to learn how to enjoy, you know, whatever it is that's making you an artist. You have to learn how to like dealing with people on some level, even if all you can see when you deal with a person is just a potential paycheck. You have to start hypnotizing yourself in a more positive way. You understand?
I hate people, and I have to get out of the job where I deal with people.
Right. So what are your abilities as a writer besides music? Do you know anything about that? Because I'm giving you an idea here. Because the information here says that you have an ability to express yourself lyrically and verbally. If I were you, I would even see if you could set up some kind of a blog or work for a regular blog or get paid to write for people, do reviews for people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, if you could send me, can I work for you?
Why not? What the hell? If I can scrounge up some other things for you to do, hell yeah. But until then, honestly, really, you're just going to have to find something you can do to either blog or write for a living where you don't have to be around physical people because they're driving you insane. You know?
I know. But I figure no matter what I do, you just have to bear your cross.
You have to.
Everyone has to bear their cross.
You have to. I mean, there was millions of hours, literally, I spent by myself in rooms studying the Kabbalah, studying astrology, studying numerology. I never had any desire whatsoever to be a recognized psychic or a teacher or any of that crap. Not one bit. I was just fascinated by all of these studies. And they wound up informing me to such a particular extent that people wound up having some kind of idea that I knew something. And I wound up kind of knowing about a lot of different kind of things and being able to guide people in some kind of a sensible way.
What would happen if you were to do a reading and like what would happen if you do a reading 5 times in a row? Would you get the same answer? Like remember the reading
yes.
you gave me, we ain't gonna talk about that, but what happens
Here's what happens.
Like 5 times in a row, it'd be the same exact answer each and every time.
Every single time you get a reading, until you manifest it, until you act on the information that's in that reading, you will tend to get the same exact information time and time again.
So you think if you were to do a reading for me, every single time the cards would be exactly the same in a row? Like if you were to do 5 readings in a row.
Until you act. Listen, until you act on the information that's given, absolutely nothing changes. That's for sure. I've had people that I've read for 10 years that didn't do jack shit. It's like, how can I remember what I tell a person? Give me a break. You know, the person says, you know what? You told me that last time. I'm like, well, I guess you didn't do what I told you, or else you're just sitting there waiting for your life to happen. You have to use that information. Otherwise, it just stagnates. Because I'm not one of those psychics that wants to predict where you're going to be when you're 90 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
because it's not going to make any sense to you. It never does. You look back at the Delphic oracles and like certain kings were predicted certain information and they didn't understand what it meant till it was all over. Then it became very clear, you know?
Well, how long do you see me into some horrible monstrosity? Like, can you give me a time frame?
Well, you're going to have to really buckle down. And you're going to have to get your money squared away. Make sure you're not frittering it away on stuff that's not necessary. And it could take you literally right now until you finish whatever your last project is. It could take you till October or November. Just the way that it's going right now. The way it's going right now, that's what it says.
Let me try to get off the subject of me. Let's talk about more Brighton stuff. Do you think that the stuff David Icke, do a tower reading on this. Is David Icke true? Is there really aliens in the government?
No. Not the way David Icke is. Not the way David Icke is.
Have you ever read him? Have you ever read him?
Yeah, I have.
Really read a book for him?
In case
and
people
do you think he's like a nut?
Yeah, I do think he's a nut. Anybody who goes to their office job and claims to be Jesus Christ, I say he's a fucking nut. Yeah, absolutely. He's a nut. How do you like that? Now you need to call David Icke and say, hey, is Vox the psychic for real? See what he has to say. He's a former newscaster. He's just like...
Vox, I don't like anything right now.
That's okay. You don't have to
I have to bat across like Osiris.
You just have to focus, my friend. Whatever you do, stop drinking caffeine. Stop taking any kind of drugs that are going to make you agitated. You need to calm down. You need to go take a yoga class somewhere. Learn to focus with calmness. You're not doing the wrong things at all, my friend, at all. You're just getting impatient, and that's very realistic, you know? So in the meantime, keep in touch with me, my friend, and let me know how things are working out, and write me a letter.
All right, they're going horrible, but have a good one, okay?
You take care, my friend. Many blessings.
All right.
93. So we have one of my good friends from MySpace. Incredibly talented individual, by the way. My little friend Count Saint Germain. And he's really, he's really putting his money where his mouth is. I really feel that he's not really cut out for anything but being an artist. And he needs a lot of success, but he also needs to manifest his talisman, which is his musical record or his CD, so he can get it out there, let people hear what it is that he can do, so he can go off, live in a little cave somewhere with a really great recording equipment, make some bitchin'-ass albums, because I really believe in his talent. He had one of the most remarkable astrology charts I've seen in a long time. So good luck out there to you, my friend Count. So one of the major things that's going on today, you may have noticed, because you want to kill some people, don't do that. Okay, Mars just moved into Aquarius today. So Mars is at 0 degrees Aquarius. And for all of you people out there with really early degrees of Leo, Scorpio, or Taurus, or Aquarius, this is a really intense day for you, no doubt. So I got some bad news about Britney Spears with this aspect. She's got Moon in Aquarius, which pretty much made her go absolutely fucking bonkers last Friday when she shaved her head. And Mars moving into Aquarius in her fifth house is nothing but trouble. And it's also huge trouble, spells huge trouble for her children, by the way. And if anybody knows her out there and can give her this information, she just needs to stay the hell in rehab, work it out. But I got to tell you, I'm not feeling very good about it whatsoever. I think she really pretty much went off the deep end this time. And I feel really bad for her. But apparently they found that she was carrying a death list today with a bunch of names of people that she was planning on killing. So that's Mars in Aquarius for you. Sudden blow to the head, doing some crazy-ass thing. So let me tell you a couple little things here about Mars in Aquarius so you kind of know what's going on. Mars in Aquarius is going to make you want to assert yourself in a more personal way. You will want to take more chances, allowing yourself to become more original as well, which is kind of a good thing. This placement's very dynamic and can make you realize new things about yourself. You may tend to feel more intelligent than usual and maybe even want to go back to school and start all over. Mars in Aquarius makes you want to break the rules and act in a more unorthodox way, and you fight for your independence with this particular placement as well. Other things, you will become more resourceful in accomplishing important goals at this time. So it's an important placement for the reformist, and, or even if you wind up going to reform school, if it comes down to it. It's a time to become more well-organized to resist becoming scattered as well, because it's a really intense time. I mean, if you just noticed the last call that we had, I mean, how much more tense can you get? I hate people. I want them to die. Can you tell my friend to get some Leo planets? Yeah, exactly. So just know that you're going to feel really intense right now and want to do some crazy shit. You'll be inspired, which is good. You may not want anything more than freedom, especially if you've been feeling cooped up lately. And woe unto the fool that tries to keep you down right now. That's just not going to happen. So you got to be wary of becoming too stubborn as well during this time. Now, people think Aquarius is this real light, fluffy sign. My ass. It's fixed air. I mean, what else can you do? It's ruled by Uranus. It's very intense. So it's like, you've heard of uranium, right? The stuff they put into an H bomb when they wanted to blow up and kill people. So that's Aquarius and Uranian energy for you. So do not get too stubborn, you know. And people, if you're out there and you're dealing with Aquarians or you're dealing with people that have a lot of Aquarius or Leo, Scorpio, or Taurus energy, get the hell out of the way. It's going to be some serious shrapnel going on up your butt. You may become more changeable and act eccentrically, perhaps even a bit zany. As I said, Brittany's got Moon in Aquarius, and Mars going to be crossing over her Moon, and oh my God, sparks are going to be flying. So whatever you do, try to channel your energy right now into a meaningful way and learn to let others into your life right now in a friendly way. It's a great time to make new friends. So just keep that in mind. Now, Mars and Aquarius can also instigate humanitarian projects as well, which is really nice. You may feel like, you know, helping out the poor, doing something cool for other people. And at its worst, you may want to fight the status quo. So be careful in what you say and do right now. Like, in the way that I'm not doing by saying all these incredibly psychotic things. But you got to be careful. So watch who you piss off, because it could come back and bite you in the ass later on. Also, those currently involved in relationships may have a lot more fun sex than usual. And singles will want to experiment, play the field. So what's new there? But spontaneity is the key word of the day. So for those of you guys who are bored in your relationships right now, put the magic back into it while you still have one. And just letting you know, Mars in Aquarius is not for sissies. Let it be known. So just remember you heard it over here. So with Vox at Vox.org on The Vox Show. And if you want to call up and get a free psychic reading, give me a call at 323-284-5166. So what are some other things too? You can check out the forum at Vox.org/forum. Or you can also check me out on MySpace, MySpace.com/VoxTheSychic. Yeah, and just letting you know as well, if you want to call up and get an actual private reading from me, you can call 323-782-0222. So I wonder what else is going on. Oh, yeah, one of the cool things, I've been working on a new book that's really fun. So I've been writing about a chapter a night, so I'm really enjoying that. So I can't wait till I'm finally done with it so I can tell you more about it. But something that was kind of interesting that came up recently was supposedly James Cameron, the film director who did Titanic, got into contact with this guy who supposedly found the family plot of the Jesus family. That's right. Joseph, Mary, Mary Magdalene, la la la, the whole damn family, and all their bones locked up in these two big boxes someplace near Jerusalem. Where else would it be? And apparently they're saying that it's really looking like Jesus's bones and all this kind of stuff. And of course Fox News got a hold of it and they're just ripping James Cameron a new asshole all about it. Like, oh, it's like just the Da Vinci Code. Like the Da Vinci Code. You know, is anything really to write home about? That book is pretty lame. If you ever want to read the real Da Vinci Code, just read Holy Blood, Holy Grail, from wherein he pretty much ripped off the whole damn thing. And even though the court of law did not agree with my statement. But that's a great book. You should check it out sometime. And so I kind of am getting the vibe that I pretty much believe that those bones that they found are probably the real thing. So go figure. This is going to piss a lot of Christians off that might be listening, but, you know, what can I say? I'm really not any particular religion at all. I just like to, like, pay attention to the facts as they develop. And I let my information seep in, and I just decide, once I get all the information, what my beliefs are. And they could change at any time based on new information that I get. I just also bought that book by Richard Dawkins called The God Delusion, and I haven't started reading it yet. But he cracks me up. So anybody out there who knows who Richard Dawkins is, he's the scientist from Oxford, England, who's this huge, huge atheist. And he's been making quite a few ripples on YouTube. You should check him out. Now, interestingly enough, he would probably hate my guts or, like, you know, whatever. And probably not be interested whatsoever in anything I have to say about psychic phenomena. But the interesting thing is, I think he's a pretty amazing guy and really fucking smart. And I think he's got a lot of the right information. You know, we're in, like, somebody like John Lennon who would come out saying, you know, imagine there's no religion, you know. And everybody's, like, singing that song, like, la, la, la. Oh, what a great song. But nobody's really sitting down listening to the lyrics, are they? But Dawkins seems to really be of the mind that religion is destroying humanity. Because we're sitting here all coming from these separate viewpoints regarding who God is, who Jesus is, who Muhammad is, who all of the different prophets of the different religions are, and hurting each other, killing each other, maiming each other, destroying the earth over all of these wars that we're fighting to try to prove our God can kick your God's ass, or our God looks better in a beard, or whatever the hell they're fighting about, which I think is pretty ridiculous. And so on that level, I'm actually a Richard Dawkins fan. Again, even though he would probably think that what I do is pretty ridiculous. And I can't prove a damn thing about what I do anyway. I just know that I learned a lot of stuff. I paid attention to a lot of stuff in my life, and I learned how to hone my psychic gifts. And I seem to be able to tell people with pretty damn large amount of accuracy what the hell is going on in their life, describe what they look like, tell them what's going to happen. And 9 out of 10 times, that stuff really will go down. So I can't prove about being psychic, and if Richard Dawkins wants to prove that there is nothing called psychic phenomena, then he's welcome to do it. But I still am a big fan of what he's trying to do by kind of abolishing religion, because I don't think it's really helping anybody. I really don't. I think it's continuing to sequester us and these beliefs, you know, that nobody can prove. And when you have somebody like James Cameron coming out saying, hey, look, I found Jesus's gravesite, and here are the bones, and let's do some DNA, and it's all coming out proof positive, as it seems to be doing right now. How is this going to shake your faith? You know, that's a very Mars and Aquarius kind of thing we're talking about, by the way. Shattering beliefs and, like, looking at things in an unorthodox, really shocking, mind-blowing kind of way. What else would you expect from Mars at 0 degrees in Aquarius? So when you look at it from that standpoint, what is going to happen? I'd love to hear from somebody out there who's listening to this and see what your opinion is on what's going to happen if they can actually prove that these bones actually belong to the family of Jesus. I can't believe nobody's, like, brave enough to call me and check this out. Give me a call at 323-284-5166, because I'm very interested in this subject. Now, as well, we're talking about Mars and Aquarius. For those of you who go, what the hell is that? Well, again, we have, like, 10 basic modern planets. In ancient Grimoires, there were 7 ancient planets: the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And with the advent of, like, the last century, they discovered 3 more planets, which were Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And of course, Pluto got demoted, which really sucks, and now into a planetoid kind of a situation, and that's what it's calling it. And so you have 10 basic planets and 12 signs. And at any given moment, any one of these 10 planets can be at any one of 30 degrees of 12 signs. And that means that, you know, you're looking at the zodiac in the form of a circle, 360-degree circle. So there's a lot of interesting changes that happen degree to degree when a planet is inside of a sign, making certain kind of things called an aspect. So when we talk about Mars and Aquarius, you have the planet that's associated with the first sign of the zodiac, which is Aries, in the sign of, you know, shocking new revolutionary ideas. Also, Aquarius rules the 11th house, which is social networking, friendships, groups, that kind of thing. So we have Mars there. It's a very surprising kind of energy. And now when you deal with Mars through the rest of the signs, it's going to have a different kind of an effect. And what Mars in and of itself as a planet is all about is about male passion. It's very much the male aspect of things. And yeah, women can have Mars placements as well, but it's a very forceful kind of energy. Mars in and of itself rules action, courage, willpower, intensity, focus, competition, stamina, and in some ways strategy. And obviously, Mars is the Roman name of the same god, Ares, who is the god of war. So we have that particular aspect. Now, Mars isn't just about war on an exterior level. It's war on an interior level. What's the war that's going on inside of you right now? That's always interesting to note. There are people that are always at war with some habit that they have, no matter what it might be, drinking or eating or sleeping or being lazy even. So wherever Mars is in your chart is really important to know, because it shows not only how much energy you have, but what you tend to spend it on. Now, I have Mars in Leo, which makes me really kind of out there. I have it at a very early degree, so this Mars in Aquarius is definitely going to have a serious intense effect on me, no doubt. Probably make me more bitchy than usual, more than likely. But Mars in any of the signs is going to be showing how you act in the world and your level of force and how people might perceive your actions. So that's kind of interesting. Now, when you have Mars in Aries, Mars is going to make you a lot more intense, very much of a leader, a pioneer, taking care of business, somebody who's really like very interested in prestige and reaching the top of the ladder. And quite frankly, many of you out there, if you researched your job and whoever the boss is at your job, you'd be surprised to find out where the Aries placements of your boss are, because 9 out of 10 times, the boss has some major planetary aspect going on in Aries. And Mars is the natural ruler of Aries as well, and makes it even more intense. And again, because Mars is a fire planet, anytime Mars is in a sign that's also a fire sign, say like Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, it's going to be really dynamic and very intense. So just letting you know. Now, say if you have Mars in Taurus. Taurus is an earth sign. And Mars in Taurus a lot of times will give someone a really great voice and a lot of stamina and a lot of discipline. It's somebody who's able to really take things to the next level. And we have Mars in Taurus as an earth sign. Again, it's going to tend to be using that passion and that intensity in a much more focused, practical kind of way. The other earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. So whenever Mars is in an earth sign, it's going to tend to balance out that energy and make somebody do something really practical with that intensity. We have Mars in Gemini. That's when things start going kind of haywire. Mars in Gemini can make you really obsessive, make you really focus on mental imagery, words, and communications. And Mars in Gemini can give a person the ability to do more than one thing at one time. But that a person whoever has Mars in Gemini really needs to make sure that they can focus without getting obsessed about it. And we have Mars in Cancer. This is something that Nostradamus had that enabled him to see very far into the future. Mars in Cancer gives the ability to have visions, which is kind of interesting. And it can make a person very argumentative and fuss-budgety and kind of annoying and hard to deal with. And for those of you who know anything about Nostradamus' personality, he actually lived very often by himself and spent hours into the night in solitude writing down his books and information and his prophecies while he did his evocations and scrying work in his crystal. And he also had some other kind of really interesting ways of getting his visions as well. You should check it out. So anyway, Mars in Cancer has those particular affiliations with it. Mars in Cancer can also make it very difficult for that person to stay put in one place for very long. So if you also want to give me a call and find out where your Mars might be, that would be kind of cool. You can give me a call, 323-284-5166. And also, if you want to ever give me a call regarding getting a private psychic reading, call me at 323-782-0222. So we're talking about Mars today because Mars is at 0 degrees Aquarius, but don't let that scare you from giving me a call. 323-284-5166. And what else can we talk about? Mars through the signs, and what it's going to do is going to create absolute chaos right about now. I remember last week that I had talked about some of the stuff that was actually going to get ready to happen regarding the different kind of catastrophes that were awaiting us, and a lot of them had to do with ships sinking and explosions. And you may have noticed in the last week that there was a lot of that going on, in particular, like the ships getting exploded in the Iraqi port, which was pretty unfortunate, and there were a few ships sinking and lots of explosions. So that's a lot of the energy that we're dealing with. Also, let me check out where some of the planets are today. So the daily planets, and this is not Superman. We got Sun today is at 8 degrees Pisces, which is kind of nice and fluffy. We got the Moon at 13 degrees Cancer. And it's making kind of a trine aspect there, which makes it really easy to be very psychic right now. So if you're getting some interesting dreams, you definitely want to write them down. We have Mercury at 29 degrees Aquarius. And Lord mercy, I'll be surprised if we don't hear about an earthquake, a big earthquake tonight. Anytime we have a planet at 29 degrees moving into 0 degrees, 9 out of 10 times that's usually going to trigger a major earthquake or something really jolting like that, or really shocking news that comes out of nowhere. We have Venus today at 7 degrees Aries, which is kind of nice. It's a kind of a wide conjunction with Mars, so it's kind of okay. And Mars today is at 0 degrees Aquarius, and we've been talking about that a lot, so don't be surprised. Now, again, whenever planets are at 0 degrees, usually it's God somewhere in the heavens or wherever the hell he's doing, wiping the slate clean. Anyway, we got a caller right now, so let's check it out. Hi, you're with Vox. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi there. How's it going?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Who am I talking to?
This is John Amsu.
Hi, John.
Hi. I'm from Inacaba City.
Cool. Now, can you turn down the volume of your computer? Because it's echoing.
I don't have the computer on.
Okay, you might want to go into another room then. All right, so what would you like to know about today?
Well, I'd like to know, I have bought lottery tickets from Germany for the last 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one more month to go.
Okay.
I was wondering if you could tell me if I could win anything.
Okay. And what's your birthday, John?
925.
And what year?
1925.
Okay, let's check it out.
I'm 81 years old.
Wow, you're sounding pretty young. You sound pretty young. And your actual birthday is September what?
September 25th.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure I got that right. It shows that there's an opportunity to have at least 3 numbers which have come up recently. Did that happen yet?
No. No, that didn't happen yet.
Okay, because right now the numbers are coming up in groups of 3.
Oh, 3.
Like, how many numbers are there supposed to be used to win the lottery?
They have it, I think, about 5 or 6.
Okay, because the way you've been going at it right now, some of the numbers that have been coming up around you constantly, you seem to have an opportunity to get at least 50% of those correct with some of the numbers you've been playing frequently recently. Okay?
Okay.
And here's the situation. If I had to make a prediction based on what I'm really seeing, I'm not really feeling very positive about it. But I'm not happy about that. But I would like you to continue to keep trying. Now, here's what I can tell you. Those numbers that you want to play, they need to be very specifically personal numbers that mean something very important to you.
Important numbers.
Usually these are birth dates or special numbers that have always been very attractive to you in some way. Because I do not believe that it's destiny to win or not win. Now, there are astrologers who think that it's got to be in your chart to be lucky, but I'm not one of them. Okay? I think that by playing certain numbers and continuing to play them, you change your future. And I think that that creates more luck for you. But I feel strongly that you need to play these same numbers consistently. Don't change the numbers. Keep playing the same 6 numbers. And the first 3 numbers of those should stay with your birth information. And I hope that you win. I really do. I really hope that you win. And this is the only way that I know psychically that has really worked for quite a few of my clients, is to keep playing and continue to keep playing the same numbers over and over again.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, my friend. And definitely keep in touch with me and let me know how it works for you. And we'll go celebrate.
Okay, okay.
Okay, take care, John.
Okay, thank you.
Many
much.
Blessings. Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, for people out there that might like to increase their luck, I really believe that that can be done. You can always write to me or sign up on the form and ask some questions about that, and I'll send you guys some interesting little mini rituals that might be able to boost your luck, because that's what it's all about. I have a good friend, Larry Pines, one of the world's great astrologers, and he said flat out, when he gets people that call him regarding the lottery numbers, he looks at their chart. He says if they don't have particular trines, which are aspects between 2 to 3 planets making a triangular aspect. He says if people don't have those trines, they're just not going to win. So, and we have another caller right now. Hi, you're with Vox the Psychic. What's up?
Hi, I just heard you saying that people could call in and find out what their Mars is in.
Yeah.
And I was interested in doing that.
Well, let's check it out over here. What's your actual birthday?
May 6, 1975.
Okay, it's going to take me a second to look it up over here. May 6, 1975. Right now, I'm looking it up on my computer just to make sure. Because what Mars does, Mars changes signs every month. So it's always in a different place.
I thought it mattered when you were born.
Yeah, it does. But it also matters what month. I have Mr. B, my engineer over here, looking it up on the computer.
Your sidekick?
My little sidekick. Actually, he's more than a sidekick. He's the executive producer. I can't do crap without Mr. B. Aha, so you got Mars in Pisces. Let's see what over here. You got it at 18 degrees Pisces. So let's see what that means for you right now. Well, this is very interesting. You have the sun's getting ready to cross over your Mars, giving you a lot more stamina. It could also be making you feel a lot more feisty. So you've been fussing around with people lately?
Yeah.
Thanks for admitting it. Some people lie to me and they go, I know, Vox, everything's fine. But that's why, the reason why is because you're feeling a lot of energy going on right now, which is really powerful. And it also is indicating right now that you may be really not so happy with where your life is right this second. Not that it's a bad thing, but you're getting pretty fed up with some of the people that you're dealing with right now. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
They're not giving you exactly what you want. Now, the funny thing is, I'm just pulling your cards out here, and you've got 3 Mars cards. You've got 9 of Swords, which is Mars in Gemini. You have the 3 of Discs, which is Mars in Capricorn. And you have the 10 of Cups, which is Mars in Pisces, which is exactly where you have it. Now, the cool thing to note is that you're going to have to start following your own intuition and stop waiting for other people to give you what only you can give yourself. You know? So who are you getting ready to kick out to the curb right now? Anybody good?
I can't really say.
Okay, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's going to call me and kick my ass.
Nothingly.
Oh, I'm not trying to make light of your annoyance, trust me, but I think you're doing the right thing. It's just like you've been waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen, you know? And finally you're starting to recognize, damn, you have to do it yourself, you know? So this is just a little bit of an annoying time. I swear to God, this is blowing my mind. You got the 5 of Cups now, which is Mars and Scorpio. Every single Mars card that could come up has just come up. So it's just like you're really feeling your Wheaties right about now. Absolutely. And you should be feeling really powerful and really strong. Now, who's the Scorpio around you?
My husband right now is in the background asking what I'm talking about.
Oh, Lord, he's going to kick my ass. I gotta run and hide. Oh, Lord of mercy. Oh, my God. I mean, you're...
And that answered your question you asked a bit ago, too.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Now, you're doing all the right things. And no, I'm not kissing your ass. You know, I charge a lot of money to kiss somebody's ass. You know, trust me, this is all for free. But the deal is, you look like you've made your point. You're starting to disengage. You're starting to recognize, all right, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. And either he's going to get his shit together and he's going to follow me, or I'm just going to keep on walking. You know what I mean? And I don't feel bad about it. He might be freaking out. But I don't even feel bad about it, because this just means that you finally mean what you're saying. You know, and this is what it's taking him to realize how serious you are. And you're not fooling around this time either. you know, and you're going to have a lot of blessings and a lot of help to keep you strong, to keep walking forward and doing the right things. And I don't feel bad at all. Now, despite the fact that if you keep on walking, you're still going to have some rough moments ahead. You know that, right?
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, and he's going to play some games with you regarding money. And he's going to fuck your head up, and you're just going to have to deal with it. So just realize, even though you and I are just celebrating a little bit right now, and we're really happy, we're laughing a little bit, there's going to come a time in about 2 weeks when you're going to go, ah, why am I listening to that psycho person on the radio? You know, because it's going to be tough. Now, the other important thing to recognize is no matter what we're talking about right now, do not make a move. Do not make a move till after March 7th. You understand?
Okay.
Don't even repeat what we're saying. If he's listening on the radio right now, bless his heart. But the deal is, do not try to break up or do start a new line of action right now during retrograde. Okay?
Okay. I heard you talking about that last week.
Yeah. So okay. A lot of times people want to make those big changes during retrograde. Look at Britney Spears. She finally goes to rehab 3 times. But she starts during retrograde. Do you think this chick is really going to get through rehab?
I get such a bad feeling about her.
I do, too. And I'm going to talk more about it as well. But I get a really bad feeling. She started rehab during retrograde. There's no way in hell she's going to finish it. And if she does manage to stick it out there, she's only faking it because she wants to get out there and knock some lights out, let me tell you. You know? So we can't trust what it is that we do during retrograde. Just can't trust it. So try to be patient. Don't do too many ultimatums. Don't push anything to the nth degree right now. Be really patient. Be really calm. You know, make your plans mentally, but also realize as soon as Mercury goes out of retrograde on March 7th, whatever plans you have may still go out the back window, and you may still have to retrench and redo those plans. But that's okay. You know what I mean? I think that this is one of the most important times of your whole life. Really. Wow. I think it's really powerful. And I think this is the time of your life you've been waiting for a long time, for you to wake up and say, damn, I'm in control of my own future. Shit.
Wow, that's good.
It's very good. But don't be fooled into thinking that it's going to be easy just because it's good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not bad luck. It's not bad at all. It's just... don't get lazy and don't backpedal and don't chicken out.
What do you think I could do to be more psychic? Because sometimes I read cards for people and I try to help people as much as I can.
Well,
my focus has never been that good. So when I try to study and do things like that, my mind kind of wanders. So I do as much as I can. But is there anything you see that I could do to help me in that area?
Well, first off, what you could do is maybe start studying some numerology.
Okay.
And start. It seems like you get stuck thinking of merely the theory of stuff, and then you get bored. So you need to be able to utilize it in a practical fashion. Now, let me share something with you. First off, I really, really believe that if you wanted to take some classes with me, even up to 5 classes, it would change your life. Because it's not just what I teach, it's how I teach. A person to start learning how to listen to their own intuition. But there's a real foundation that you need here. Now, what I would suggest first off to start getting yourself in the right direction, take other people's birth dates. Okay, like people that intrigue you in celebrity, like musicians or artists or supermodels or stories in the news. But more importantly, I would even just say if you have a favorite actor or actress or singer, look up that person's birth date and start to try to notice the different kind of energies that that person has in their chart. Start noticing things.
Well, the weird thing is for Christmas, I bought myself a numerology book.
Well, see how psychic you already are? I mean, how funny is that? Oh, that's crazy.
It was like the only thing I bought myself.
But there are some really suck-ass numerology books out there.
Okay.
If you write to me, I can send you some ideas for some good ones. Now, I can tell you one off the top of my head. Oh, what is this lady's name? I think her name is Florence Campbell. She has one of the best books written. It was like written about 50 to 75 years ago. And her daughter also has a book out, but I can't remember that one. But I'm pretty sure her name is Florence Campbell. And she has the old-fashioned way of doing Western numerology. Now, once you learn a little bit of basics about Western numerology, you should definitely get into the Kabbalah and find out where they got the Western tradition from. Because the Western tradition only deals with like up to two digits, you know, the, like 1 through 9, then the master numbers of 11, 22, and 33. Have you read any of that
yet? Oh, mine's
yet?
33.
Okay. Well, there you go. Now, let me tell you a little
I know
something.
That.
Good. Now, master number 33 always indicates that God has reserved a special pie in the face for you. Just like Che Guevara. Oh. Just like, guess who else? Britney Spears.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want to be compared to her right now.
I know you don't. But let's think about that. Is that bad luck? No. It just means sometimes God chooses people with a 33 to act as world teachers, to teach something by example. And sometimes, you know, you can teach by example by not teaching by example, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. By avoiding the pie in the face. You understand?
Yeah.
So this is what your challenge is not to just say, oh, yeah, I was born with some difficult planetary aspects and some real numerological challenges in my chart. So I'm going to learn what this all means so I can save myself, save the people around me, and shift that martyr energy of the 33 into a world teacher energy.
Okay.
Did you just gasp?
Did I what?
Did you just gasp?
Yeah, when you said that martyr thing, I was like, oh, I hadn't read that part of it. But
yeah.
It made some sense.
Martin Luther King, it's a very powerful Masonic number as well. And it's not meant to be boiled down to 6. As you know, 11, 22, and 33, they're meant, any numbers that are divisible by 11 need to be kept their original number. So 11s are magical. They're based on the idea of the moon and Neptune. And people that are 22 are a higher aspect of the earth energy. Okay. And people that are 33s are a higher aspect of the 6 number. So you are meant to teach people how to have a happy home. How to live in a...
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. And so what's the challenge? Learning how to have one yourself first.
Okay.
Now, I can even prove what I'm saying. The name Vox equals 22. All right? I wound up becoming kind of a world teacher. I mean, even no matter how many people, like big or small, are listening to me, I'm here to teach people something. So guess the kind of pies in the face I got to get smart enough and savvy enough and intuitive enough to teach somebody something. I had to go through it myself. So whenever I look at somebody's cards, I go, oh, shit. Oh, damn. Oh, my God. You know, it's like not even funny because I can completely see exactly where they're at. You know, now does that mean that they all have to go through what I did, or is the same result going to happen? And my answer to that is no, the same result is not going to happen because I don't want it to. So I use my knowledge to free people from their patterns and go, look, I know where you're headed if you go down that path. I've been there. So we don't want to go there. We want to go down this path. Trust me. It's like I'm a tour guide. You know, and that's what you have the potential to be as well. Why do you think God gave you the children that he gave you? Why do you think God gave you like the husband that he gave you? Why do you think God gave you the headaches that he gave you? Just to piss you off?
No? I second guess myself a lot too. And that's kind of come back in my face because I had the opportunity to warn a good friend about a problem she'd be having in her marriage. And I saw it in the cards, and I didn't think I was right, so I just kept my mouth shut, and then I felt really bad about it later.
Well, here's
when it came.
Here's something that can mess up how you read somebody else, mm-hmm. And this is something you should definitely pay attention to. Sometimes you don't tell somebody the truth because you're afraid that if you tell them that there's something wrong with them, that they're going to go back and judge you on all the stuff that's not right in your life. Understand?
Okay.
And that at that point it becomes an ego thing. Like you're embarrassed. You understand?
Yeah.
Because you're afraid she's gonna go, well, if you're so smart, then how come blah blah blah? you know? And rather than put yourself up for that kind of ridicule, you just kept your mouth shut and watched her get a pie in the face, as I always call it. And then you felt bad because you thought maybe you could have helped her prevent it. See what I mean? Yeah. But that came from your fear that she was going to make a judgment call on, like, well, if you're so damn smart, Missy Taurus, you know, then how come your life sucks? You know, so that's when you have to do a lot of homework when you're a 33. A lot of homework. But don't look at it in a negative way. Just imagine all of the people that you can help and all of the wonderful feelings that you're going to get from making the world a better place. Whether or not anybody else ever calls you a world-famous psychic or tells you how great you are, you'll know it yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be the big payment. Like recently, I was being interviewed by some people at Fox, and they said, wow, so like, what do you get out of this? I mean, money, what do you get? I'm like, nothing beats the feeling of knowing that you really had a part in saving somebody's life or their sanity. I mean, there's been people you've told some important stuff to, and it benefited them, and you should know that, correct?
Yeah, that's what I try to tell myself, because I think sometimes I need a little bit more confidence.
Well, hopefully I'm giving it to you.
You are. You're doing a good job.
And I'm not lying to you at all. I mean, it's just just honest to God, it's just how I feel. Because if you have that number, it means you're pretty damn special. But it doesn't mean that you'll get special treatment from God. Whoever God is, I don't know. I mean, if you want to think about Jesus, all right, if he really was the Son of God, okay, and I can't say if he is or if he wasn't, but if he was, don't you think that would really suck? Because it's like, oh, God, you know, save my ass down here, you know, help. You know, there's even words in the Bible, Eloi, Eloi, sabachthani, Eloi, you know, oh, God, oh, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Remember that famous statement that Jesus makes on the cross?
When he was dying, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about. Like, well, if I really am the Son of God, can you just, you know, give me some slack and prove it? And the answer is no special treatment. Otherwise, the other people won't like me or they won't trust me. So it's almost like, you know, being the child of a famous celebrity. It's like life sucks way worse. You'd expect to get a little special preferential treatment, wouldn't you? But it doesn't work that way when you're a 33. You know?
That's interesting. I'll have to read up more on that.
Yeah, definitely check it out, man. But I really have a lot of belief in you, and I'm not here to just have you sign up for classes, but I really think that you could do really well with learning how to learn. It's not just what you memorize. It's why am I learning this and how do I apply it? But the first important thing I would suggest you do is start paying attention to celebrities or people or famous writers or artists or scientists of days gone by. Add up their names and start seeing how they manifested that vibration during their lifetime. And I think you'll really be onto something, my friend.
Okay.
Well, I'm really happy that you called, and I hope that you learn a lot from this. I think you really have a lot to look forward to as
a
healer.
Thank you so much.
You take care, and join the forum and write in and let us know how you're doing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care. Many blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was a lot of fun. I just love when those people call, and they have something really important to ask, like, where's my Mars? And it turned out our friend here, our little Taurus friend, had every single Mars card in the whole deck came out. It was unbelievable. And for those of you who think I'm just fooling around, that's why I always name the cards that I get when we're answering a very specific question. So you can look them up. You can feel free to Google any of these tarot cards yourself and see what the planetary aspects are of them so you can realize, wow, we're really doing this for real. We're not making this up. And I'm clairvoyant and clairaudient, which means I see visions and I hear like words or information given to me through my head, through voices, and how I mitigate those voices and how I learn how to interpret them accurately is I utilize the Kabbalah with astrology and numerology so I can understand the direction and discriminate the degrees and what does that mean? Why am I hearing that? And what does it mean to the person who's calling? So that's always really important to me, not to just like rip off some kind of lame-ass psychic prophecy or thing off the top of my head, because I really do not do that on this show. I'm really reading you psychically. When you call, you're getting the real deal. I read the cards, I do your astrology, and I do the numerology as well. So if you ever want to come in and get a real full-on psychic reading, a real one from a real psychic, you can give me a call at 323-782-0222 anytime. And if you ever want to call on the show, I'm going to be signing off in a second. But the number for the show for future reference is 323-284-5166. And I'm also on MySpace at myspace.com/VoxThePsychic. And also you can always visit me at vox.org, O-R-G, and check out my bulletins. I have a daily blog. I have astrological aspects that are going on and all kind of events and things like that. So you can always feel free to check that out. And I also teach classes. So if you go on to vox.org, check out my classes. I teach all kinds of stuff, astrology, numerology, Gaetia, spirit evocation, and all kinds of stuff. Also, I'm thinking about planning a group seance sometime coming up soon. So if you guys are interested in taking part in that, give me a call at 323-782-0222. But anyway, so we've learned a lot tonight about some of the placements of Mars through the signs, at least the first five. I think we got four or five. And so anyway, keep in touch with me. Let me know how things are working out for you. And I wish you all the best. And make sure to tell your friends about the show. And I'll talk to you guys soon. So you've been with Vox the Psychic at vox.org. Have a mystical, magical day.